In every corner of the North Country in upstate New York, there are towns with persistent questions about economic development, how to fill empty storefronts, how to create a new generation of entrepreneurs. Today, we're going to meet a man who thinks he has the answers. Bruce Seifer was in charge of economic development in Burlington in the 1980s, back when the city was rusty and crumbling and asking the same questions. Now, it's a 180. Burlington is booming and widely seen as one of the most attractive places to live in the country. Seifer has written a book about his methods, and North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein invited Seifer to Watertown, New York, to ask if those ideas could work there.
Sure, Vermont. Quaint town, small state. In Burlington, a gorgeous view of our mountains, I might add. Primed for a renaissance from the start, right? But what about struggling North Country cities? What can Burlington's success teach us here? So one day, I met Bruce Seifer in the heart of downtown Watertown, Public Square.
So here we are, looking at downtown Watertown.
Seifer gets out of his car and immediately kicks the tires. Infrastructure?
Streets have been redone, the sidewalks are redone.
Check. Natural assets?
Park's beautiful.
Check. Then he scans the storefronts. The sidewalk's pretty much empty.
What I see now is four lease signs, a secondhand store, and vacancies. And beautiful buildings. But what they need is our entrepreneurs who've done their planning to find ways to make money to populate these businesses. And to me, looking at what we've done in Burlington, it's definitely feasible.
Should we go into the Crystal?
Yes, please.
We duck into the Crystal Restaurant, one of Public Square's few businesses to survive through the years, and take a table. Seifer has the slightly hurried look of someone always checking in on things, hair tussled, buttoned down, a little ruffled.
Our strategy was to help locally owned companies in our community and try to recycle our resources in the community. I would go to talk to people and ask them, I'm from the government, how can I help?
It was the 1980s. Bernie Sanders, you know that guy, he was mayor. And much of Burlington was a dump, like the rest of the cities of the Rust Belt.
This used to be an urban wasteland down here. We had oil tanks, and we had old abandoned rail cars, and we had, you know, abandoned vehicles.
Brian Pine was a youth employment advocate back then. He became the city's longtime housing director. He remembers a day in 1996 when Bruce Seifer summoned officials to the worst of it, the polluted wasteland of the Burlington waterfront, to talk about brownfield redevelopment. Then Governor Howard Dean was there. Then Senator Jim Jeffords was there. Seifer climbed up on a rock and addressed the crowd.
He was standing on this big boulder, and he had his arms outstretched, and it looked like he was preaching, and he was preaching about the idea that, you know, you can change this, we're changing it, and you can go home and do this.
They did it. The waterfront today bustles with museums and restaurants and walking trails. Seifer's secret sauce is to make economic development fun.
Business can be hard, and I think it should be fun.
In Seifer's world, that means make up things to do and just give them a cool name. Pop-up concerts in vacant storefronts, fashion shows in empty warehouses, anything to make downtown seem like the place to be.
In Brattleboro, Vermont, they have something called Strolling of the Heifers. You know, it's a rural area. Thousands and tens of thousands of people go to a small town in Vermont to see the cows stroll through town. And part of that is the branding of the name, Strolling of the Heifers. In Burlington, we have something called the South End Art Hop.
In Burlington, you were doing this like from the beginning, branding career fairs and putting banners over Main Street for every single event. Why were you doing that?
Well, our hope was to let people know that there was things going on in the community. We worked to promote what was happening within our community. We tried to find ways to have people have a good time. And so people would want to go and put their time, money, and effort into something.
Seifer says he doesn't want these tactics relegated to the dustbin of history, as he puts it.
I really enjoyed what I did. It's hard work, but I wanted to share our successes. I wanted to help others succeed.
So Seifer co-wrote a book distilling his ideas called Sustainable Communities, Creating a Durable Local Economy.
And in that book, there's about 200 initiatives, and I'd say 75% of them were a lot of fun. We created all kinds of events and organizations where people got to know one another. They got to commune, become friends, do business with one another, and create opportunities that didn't exist before.
Cypher and I finish lunch and head to a meeting we set up with Watertown's economic developers.
And so we get elected. Hey, Bob.
You might have noticed that Cypher sounded soft-spoken, a little formal when we were in the Crystal. He gets that way in an interview. But off mic, chatting with these guys, he jokes, he swears, he laughs.
We'll help you get this accomplished.
They talk shop, strategic plans, zoning boards, revolving loan funds, economic developer kind of stuff. Afterwards, Don Rutherford, Watertown's lead economic developer, looks like a guy who found a like mind, someone who gets what he's going through. But he also looks a little worn down. Watertown is not Burlington.
Politics is different in New York than it is in Vermont. It's a little bit more difficult here in New York to get some of the things done that Bruce has talked about.
More red tape, less attention from influential state leaders. Rutherford and his team put together an exciting proposal for one of those big $10 million state grants for city projects. They didn't get it.
Now what is needed is we need to identify, based on factual analytical data, what would work downtown.
Watertown is making some progress. A craft beer and tapas restaurant is going in next to the Crystal. A kid's indoor playground opened around the corner. The old Woolworth and Lincoln buildings are being rehabbed. I walk Bruce Cypher back to his car on Public Square.
I would approach it by talking with all the property owners one by one and ask them, you know, what's holding them back? What do they need? So you have to find out what their obstacles to succeed are. And then my job is to solve those obstacles.
Then Cypher's face lights up. You recall seeing wineries on his drive. You could have Watertown Winery Day here in the square, he exclaims. People partying on the lawn, a pop-up wine shop in each vacant store. Cypher takes one last look around and says, yeah, we could do something here. David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio on Public Square in Watertown.